So I feel compelled to talk about the clit for a few minutes. So the clitoris is not just the button nub that you see on the outside. The clitoris is actually a double wishbone piece of muscle that is inside, most of it is inside the body, inside the woman's vulva. And the nub that you see is just the button that you see on the outside. The rest of it's all on the inside. So when you're licking a woman's cunt, when you're eating pussy, don't just concentrate on the little nub. Don't just go around and around or flick, 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 or anything like that. Go down on the sides. Feel it. You can feel it swell with your tongue. You can feel the right side, feel the left side. Find where she says, oh, where she feels it the most. For me, I feel it on my right leg, which when you're facing me would be your left side. I feel it more on the right leg of the clitoris than on the left side. And never mind even touching the button on the outside, because that part drives me crazy. So I like it just on the right side. And then I want to tell you about the G-spot. We all know about the G-spot, blah, blah, blah. They've recently actually found that the G-spot is the inside of the clitoris legs. And when you put your fingers into the vagina, you put two fingers in, and then you curve your fingers as if you're trying to put your fingerprints on your mouth where the clitoris is. And there's like a shelf there. It's kind of squishy, kind of mushy. And it's the flesh that's surrounding the clitoris, that part of the clitoris. And they call it the base. So when you're touching that, you can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and you can go like that and go really quickly. And while your mouth is on the outside, your fingers are on the inside, you are actually getting both sides of her clit. It is fucking wild to feel that. It is so wonderful, so delicious, that I encourage you to do it. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the G-spot. The G-spot, a lot of times for women, when they've not had it stimulated before, it feels like they have to pee, because the pressure goes down actually onto the urethra, and if they have any urine in there, just have them go pee, and then clean themselves up, and then come back and start again. It's always a good idea for women to pee before anyway. So when you're in there, and she says, oh, I feel like I gotta pee, but you know she doesn't, ask her if you can go slowly and just press, 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 and see if it starts to feel good for her. If it doesn't, don't do it. If not every woman likes it, no big deal. Just don't do it. But if she likes it, if she begins to like it and moving her hips, and you're just pressing, pressing, you can go faster, faster, faster. Press down, press down, press down while your tongue is swirling, swirling, swirling. So nice. Make your woman come. Make her come hard in your mouth. Make her make your lips wet. Give her pleasure. Let's do it together. I'm waiting. Y'all have a good night.